Welcome to episode 1162 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We're getting deeper with Jesus. Luke 10, verse 21. In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said,
I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will.
There are only a few moments in Scripture where we see Jesus described as overtly joyful. Luke 10, verse 21 is one of them. Here, Jesus is not only content or peaceful, he is exultant, overflowing with joy in the Holy Spirit. What causes this joy? A deeper look reveals profound truths about the heart of God, the mission of Jesus, and the surprising power of divine revelation. To understand the depth of this verse, we must step back and look at the context. Jesus had just sent out 72 of his disciples to preach the kingdom, heal the sick, and cast out demons. They return amazed that even demons submit to them in Jesus' name. Jesus celebrates with them, but redirects their excitement. Here he is, in Luke 10, verse 20.
Do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
Then comes verse 21. In response to this missionary success and divine revelation, Jesus erupts with joy. But this joy isn't surface-level enthusiasm. It flows from the deepest communion with the Father through the Spirit. It is joy rooted in the will of God, the unfolding of his redemptive plan, and the delight of childlike faith. Jesus's joy is not based on circumstances, but on what God has chosen to do. He praises the Father for revealing the truths of the kingdom to little children while hiding them from the wise and understanding. This may strike us as strange at first glance. Why would God hide truth from the wise? The issue is not with intelligence itself, but with spiritual pride. Those who rely on their own wisdom and understanding often miss the kingdom because they think they don't need it. They seek truth on their terms and are blind to the very revelation God offers. In contrast, little children are those who come with humility, dependence, and openness. They are not necessarily young in age, but childlike in posture. They know they need help. They recognize their limits. And it is to them that the secrets of the kingdom are joyfully disclosed. Jesus rejoices because this reveals the character of the Father. God delights in upending human expectations. His grace flows not to the self-sufficient, but to the needy. His wisdom confounds the proud and lifts the lowly. Jesus is thrilled not merely by what the disciples have done, but by how God is revealing his purposes through them. Luke 10, verse 21 also offers a rare and beautiful glimpse into the inner life of the Trinity. Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, prays to the Father. This harmony among Father, Son, and Spirit is at the heart of all divine action and joy. The Father wills, the Son rejoices, and the Spirit empowers. This moment reveals the deep emotional life of the Godhead. We often imagine God as detached or unemotional, but here we see that divine joy is real and profound. Jesus rejoices because he is in perfect alignment with the Father's will and the Spirit's work. This also reminds us that true spiritual joy is Trinitarian. It comes not from within us alone, but from being caught up in the life and mission of God. We experience joy not as an emotion we manufacture, but as a fruit of the Spirit and a reflection of Jesus' own delight in the Father. Jesus affirms,
Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will.
At the heart of this verse is the pleasure of God in revealing himself to the humble. This phrase, gracious will, can also be translated as good pleasure. God is not reluctant to reveal himself. He is delighted to do so, and he chooses to reveal himself in ways that magnify his grace. There is comfort here for us. We do not earn revelation by being smart enough, spiritual enough, or accomplished enough. We receive it by grace. The Father gives generously to those who come with open hands and trusting hearts. This means that the path to knowing God is not through self-improvement, but surrender. Not through theological complexity, but through simple faith. And in that surrender, we discover what delights Jesus: the beauty of grace, the wisdom of God, and the joy of relationship. In John 2, Jesus attends a wedding celebration and performs his first miracle. Not by healing, but by turning water into wine to keep the party going. This act isn't just about avoiding embarrassment for the host. It shows that Jesus affirms celebration, joy, and community life. Jesus isn't against joy. He is the source of it. The kingdom of God includes celebration, abundance, and delight. While the compassion of Jesus is often highlighted in accounts of his feeding of the 5,000, there is a quiet joy in his desire to meet the needs of the people, to teach them, and to share a miraculous meal. John's gospel even says Jesus gave thanks before distributing the bread. Joy is found in shared provision, in simple gifts multiplied, and in the generous heart of God poured out for others. In Luke 19, Jesus invites himself to dine with a man everyone else despised. Zacchaeus's joyful reception and radical repentance bring about a joyful declaration from Jesus.
Today salvation has come to this house.
Jesus finds joy in transformation. When the lost are found and the marginalized are restored, heaven rejoices, and so does Christ. The parables of the lost coin, lost sheep, and lost son emphasize the joy of the shepherd, the woman, and the father, figures representing God himself, when something lost is found. They crescendo with the father's joy in welcoming his prodigal son home. Jesus delights in redemption. His joy mirrors heaven's joy when people repent and return to the father's embrace. Luke 10 verse 21 is the clearest and most explicit statement of Jesus's joy in the gospels. His joy is rooted in God's grace and the hidden but revealed nature of the kingdom. He delights not in power or performance, but in God's sovereign choice to reveal truth to the humble. Let's get deep. To go deeper with Jesus, we must embrace the humility of a child. We must let go of our desire to earn, prove, and achieve, and instead receive. There is joy in revelation. Jesus rejoices when people receive the truth of God. When was the last time you rejoiced over something God revealed to you? Are you cultivating space in your life to listen, reflect, and respond to God's voice? We need to change our posture. Are you approaching God with openness and dependence, or with defensiveness and pride? Have you adopted the posture of a child? Ask the Spirit to soften your heart and renew your wonder. The whole Trinity is a part of your joy. Remember that your relationship with God is not a solo effort. The Spirit leads, Jesus intercedes, and the Father welcomes. Let your joy be rooted in this divine community. Get excited about celebrating the gracious will. Do you believe that God delights in revealing himself to you? Do you see your spiritual hunger as a gift, not a flaw? God is not hiding. He is inviting. In a world that equates joy with success and revelation with achievement, Jesus flips the narrative. Joy comes not from what we do for God, but what we receive from him. Revelation is not the reward for spiritual elites, but the gift for spiritual infants. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit because the Father was working through the least expected channels to accomplish his greatest purposes. And he still does. When we see this, when we live this, we too will find our joy rising. So today, rejoice with Jesus, thank the Father, listen to the Spirit, and receive the truth of the kingdom with the open heart of a child. Father, thank you for hiding truth from the proud and revealing it to the humble. Teach each one of us to receive your kingdom like a child. Let our joy be rooted in your will, energized by your Spirit, and shaped by the love of Jesus. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,